talk some college basketball. He is the head coach, University of Sioux Falls men's basketball, Chris Johnson. Chris, how many high school games do you try to see during the season? I know you get handcuffed once in a while, but how many do you try to get out there to see?
Well, you know, for the head coach, probably if you can get out to one a week. But the assistant coaches, let's just say they're hitting quite a few more than that whenever possible. Obviously, we really like the tournaments around Christmas time and Thanksgiving time, because you can normally see, you know, 16 teams in a couple days play. But definitely out there as much as we can be.
I know for the assistants, sometimes you'll have assistants or GAs that when you're on the road, they're on the road but in a different location scouting out teams. Is that true for you guys too?
Yeah. You know, especially if you look at our roster, I think our last seven or eight high school kids we've signed have all been out of Minneapolis, and lots of times if we go up there, you know, we'll try to take two or three guys and maybe even one car and drop guys off at different spots and make sure we can see, you know, five or six different teams instead of just one or two.
You kind of have a list already of, how young are you going? Are you going to juniors in high schools, kind of watching them already, or are you still mainly focused on the seniors out there?
Well, when it comes to me going to games at this time of, you know, during the season, it's normally seniors for me. But everyone else is out seeing juniors and sometimes sophomores. Mm-hmm. On the men's side, it's a little different. On the women's side, they tend to make their minds up a little bit sooner. You know, by the summertime being over with, I know talking with Coach Trapig and our women's coach, he feels like everybody's made their decisions already, where, you know, for us, there's still guys, you know. And one of our starters is a true freshman in Mac Johnson, and, you know, we started recruiting him in January last year because he had been hurt for about a year and didn't sign him until April. You know, so it's just a little bit of a longer process normally with the men.
Disappointing weekend for you last weekend to Duluth and St. Cloud. Just give me an overview of kind of the disappointment that you had last weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's no secret. And then obviously Matt put out an article today that talked about our road woes, and just did not play well on Friday. Didn't give ourselves even a chance to win the basketball game against a team who's really similar to us, and that was frustrating. And then Saturday I thought we played really well. You know, there's no moral victories. We're too proud for that. But the reality is, you know, St. Cloud's really good. And on their floor, it was a three-point game the whole night until the last minute and a half. You know, we shoot 48%. We out-rebound them. We hold them to 37% shooting. And at the end of the day, they go to the line 40 times to our 18. And,
wow.
And you know, they beat us by 10. So, and I'm certainly not saying that it wasn't justified. I mean, we fouled too much, obviously. But, you know, we did everything right but that. And so it was a frustrating weekend. We want to win games. I want this process to move faster than it's moving. But the reality is, this is a really good league, and we've got work to do. And I like the kids we've got. We're young, and we're headed in the right direction. But at some point here, we need to see some of the fruits of our labor. That's for sure.
I see one stat is out there that the Cougars are 1-7 when your opponent scores 80 or more. I mean, aren't a lot of teams scoring 80 points a game in the Northern Sun?
Well, a lot more. I know I saw Coach Bigler over at Southwest tweeted out something on Monday that. Last year, there was one team in the league that averaged 80 points a game, or no teams in the league that averaged 80 points. This year, there's eight. So, you know, some of that is that, you know, the new rules. Some of it for us is, you know, we used to walk the ball up the floor and grind it out last year, and we couldn't score. Well, now this year's team, we can really score, and we're playing faster, but it's allowing our defense maybe to be exposed because we're not quite where we need to be with that. So, yeah, it's never surprising to hear that your record's not great when you give up 80 points. I mean, that's not something that, you know, we hadn't. I bet you if we looked back on it in my first 5 years, we probably hadn't given up 80 points eight times, let alone to do it once in eight times in one season. Mm-hmm. So something we're aware of. We're working on it, and we'll get her fixed.
You talked about new rules. Is the hand check the new rule that is being looked at a lot more this year in college basketball?
Yeah, you know, they're calling it a lot tighter. Now, in complete honesty, you can see some of that's gone away a little bit. They're letting us play more now than they did in November. But it's still, you know, you just don't know from night to night which crew's going to call it the way that it's supposed to be called and which crew's going to call it the way, you know, the Northern Sun's always been, which is really physically. And so, you know, we have to have our guys adjust quicker to however it's being officiated. And quite honestly, I don't care how they officiate it as long as they're consistent.
Let's talk about your games this weekend. We're talking with Chris Johnson, USF Men's Basketball. You're on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You got Upper Iowa on Friday, and then 16th-ranked Winona comes into town. Winona, they're undefeated in the conference. But first, for the Peacocks, Upper Iowa, they have always been kind of a thorn in the side, especially when you've been over there in Fayette, Iowa, over the years.
Yeah, you know, the last 2 years we've lost leads over there and haven't found a way to win. You know, the first time we went over there without Brian Kilpinski and without Preston Rayburn, and at the time, both those guys were starting for us, so it's almost like playing a completely different group. You know, I mean, I think the last time we played over there, we had, you know, Mac Johnson and Milan Jones guarding 6'8 guys for Winona, especially, who's huge. And so we'll be a little bit different. Upper Iowa, very guard-oriented.
Yes.
You know, they're going to play. Even their center, who's a 6'5 freshman, really is a shooting, you know, kind of a stretch four man who likes to shoot threes. And obviously that doesn't match up with BK real great. But, you know, that's a game where we weren't ready to play, and we were down 25 in the second half and came back and took a lead and just kind of ran out of gas and lost a real close one because basically Jordan Stotts had, I think, 32 or 34 in the second half of that game down there. And so I know they'll obviously be aware of him. But that's a game I expect to be really competitive. And then Saturday night, you know,
Winona.
Well, you know, last year at our place, we were up 10 at halftime against Winona, and they're a good team. You know, right now you can say they're the best team in our league. They're undefeated for a reason. They pose the exact opposite problem, which is tough when you're playing those two teams because, you know, they're such polar opposites because Winona's huge.
Yeah, they're a lot bigger.
Oh, man. I mean, they're 6'10", 6'7", 6'8". Their point guard 6'5". And so it can really put you in some situations where we're not the biggest team in the world. And, you know, we'll have to be really good on the glass in that game. Same thing. You know, that game for a half, it was, I think, 4 points at halftime, and they came out the second half and started the second half on a 15-0 run. And then we, you know, at that point, you're in trouble, especially when you're down a couple guys. But, you know, we're at home. The Stewart Center has always been good to us, hopefully we can get ourselves roling here by getting a couple wins at home.
Upper Iowa Friday, Winona State then on Saturday. Okay, one thing you must do this weekend to see success.
Well, we just have to have an edge about us. You know, we can't we have to play hard just to, you know, and be ready to go. And it sounds like such coach speak. I understand, but you know, when we've been engaged and just ready to fight tooth and nail, we've been in every game or won games. And when we haven't, it has not been pretty for us. We are not talented enough to just show up. And hopefully our young guys and our new guys are learning that. But that's what I'm looking for more than anything. You know, I'm not going to say we got to rebound or we got to make shots. We just got to compete. And, you know, that's a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing is we can control that. The bad thing is we're halfway through the season and we're talking about competing, you know, and that's not where you want to be as a coach. But I love this group. They're trying. If it's not a lack of trying or a lack of buy-in, we just haven't quite put it together. But when you got 11 new guys and you're running a new offense and a little bit of new defense,
yep.
It's going to take longer than any of us want to, but it's time to start taking some steps, that's for sure.
All right, you got some guys back. You had some injuries. Have you got some guys back? Are you getting healthier?
Yes, we got everybody back now here finally. And you know, well, notwithstanding bronchitis, strep throat, and the flu, which has gone through our whole team, including our staff, if you can't tell with my voice.
Man.
Excuse me. Right. But we should be ready to go.
Alrighty. Hey, Chris, appreciate the time. We hope the Stewart Center's full for you on Friday and Saturday. Appreciate the time today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
All right, there he goes, Chris Johnson, University of Sioux Falls Cougar men's basketball.